Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Hello again. Well, the hope was for a 90-day pause, but fresh uncertainty has gripped the European Union since the US President Donald Trump announced yesterday the imposition of a 50% tariff on all goods entering the United States from the EU from June 1st onwards. The European Union's Trade Commissioner Maro Šefčovič had an evening call with his US counterpart Jameson Greer. Following that communication, he said trade talks going forward must be, quote, guided by mutual respect, not threats. Various economic analysts have taken to the newspapers today and they're giving their take on why Donald Trump has made this announcement and whether it'll actually happen either way. The prospect has resulted in a new wave of unease across the sectors that are most exposed, and one of those is agriculture. Tadhg Buckley is Director of Policy with the Irish Farmers Association. He joins me now. Good morning or good afternoon to you, Tadhg.
Good afternoon, Cullum, and thanks for having me on.
Not at all. What's your reaction, I suppose, to this 50% tariff hitting food goods, and where might that the blow of that fall the heaviest?
I suppose the reaction is one of deep concern. As you said, we've been grappling with this really since turn of the year when this has been, when the whole issue tariffs was on the agenda, and it creates further massive uncertainty for the businesses impacted with the prospect of a potential 50% tariff. And agriculture, agri-food is one of the sectors most in the firing line.
Now, I think people looking at the strength of certain brands in the US, I would say that agriculture, Irish agriculture, had been doing pretty well until recently. The outlook for the dairy sector, in particularly in terms of price, farm gate prices, were good for the coming year. How will that change the picture in terms of farmers' planning and the uncertainty it'll create in the agri sector?
As you say, we are it's a major market for us. The US, we sent about 1.9 billion euro worth of food and drink exports to the US in 2024, and that's predominantly down to two sectors, really. Cullum, you take dairy, and it's the drink sector, and that's mainly butter and dairy and whiskey in the drink sector. I mean, we're very fortunate on the dairy side of it. From a butter perspective, we have a very strong brand over there in Kerrygold, which is a premium brand over there. It's the number one international butter brand in the US. But no matter how strong your brand is, if you have to deal with a 50% tariff, you're going to be heavily impacted, particularly if other competitors are not as heavily impacted. So New Zealand would be another exporter into the US. So if it was a situation where New Zealand would have, for instance, a 10% tariff, additional tariff, and we have a 50% additional tariff, it's very difficult to compete with that.
Right. It's a major opportunity for competitors to make inroads into the US market and establish a footprint to replace Irish goods effectively.
Yeah, I mean, if they have a major, the brand is very strong over there. But if you've got that sort of differential, it's really, really challenging. And as you say, it's an opportunity for them to try and get a foothold there. Now, we're in terms of the market at the moment, dairy markets internationally are strong. I mean, butter prices internationally are up about a quarter on where they were this time last year. So you will, if there's product displaced, it will find another market. The challenge is it won't be as lucrative or as a premium market as the North America, the US market is for Irish butter at the moment, if we have to look at diversifying.
So since the announcement of these tariffs in the last 24 hours, have you been in touch with the Department of Agriculture? Are there meetings planned, and what do you hope to get from them?
Well, we are part of the government trade forum that was set up by the Minister for Trade and Tánaiste, Simon Harris. So, and this issue of tariffs has been high on the agenda, and that, as you can imagine. So I would anticipate that we will be having further engagements on that with that forum in the very near future, given how serious this potential issue is now. Trade is a European competence. So, I mean, from our perspective, from the Irish government perspective, the key thing that our Irish government has to do is try and make sure that in as much as they can influence the EU to try and get a resolution to this and avoid the situation where we have a 50% tariff coming in, because it really would have massive upheaval for food and drink and for and many other sectors as well.
Okay, so I mean, these things don't move quickly though. If a 50% tariff was to come in, if there was to be a major economic blow, in the intervening period between when the tariff came in and when ultimately some form of an agreement could be concluded between the EU and the US, what kind of supports would you like to see in place to help people hit by the tariffs?
I think the number one thing that the government has to look at is the cost of doing business and regulation around agriculture and wider SME sector. And that's completely within their control. If the cost of doing business in Ireland, if we need to address that, I know it's something that the Minister for Enterprise has said that he's going to do by bringing forward a competitiveness plan in July, but it's absolutely critical. But doing business in Ireland, whether you're a farmer or you're a publican or you're running a retail shop, it's incredibly expensive to do business in Ireland.
Right. But at this stage, you're not asking for specific cash supports, are you?
I think it's too early to be looking at that yet. We have to see the outcome of what the fallout will be and what impact it's going to have. As I said, there's the other sector that's very much likely to be heavily impacted is the cereal sector. And that is a sector, I think, that is likely to need strong support, given that there's
malting. This is because it supplies the drinks industry.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like malting barrel is a very important part of the cereals industry. That those prices are already under pressure because a lot of this is because of the fact that whiskey is under pressure anyway. And that sector is a sector that's really under pressure. And it needed support last year, and it's likely to need strong support again this year. And that's something that we've already been highlighting with the government, and we're going to be pushing very hard in the coming weeks as well.
Okay, Tadhg Buckley, Director of Policy with the Irish Farmers Association. Thanks very much for joining us on that and giving us that insight. Timmy Dooley, your Minister of State, as we said at the outset, at the Department of Agriculture, with responsibility for food, among other things. What's your reaction to this threat? I mean, tariffs were coming down the tracks of the order of 10%, presumably, or, you know, you can tell us whether or not there was some planning in place for that, but 50% tariffs is of a whole different order.
Yeah, but I mean, that was muted initially by President Trump, and then there was a pause put on it when there was a very significant shock on the bond market, and it impacted negatively on the US capacity to borrow and to refinance their significant borrowings on an ongoing basis. And the European Union, on behalf of the member states, began an engagement with the United States in attempting to find a negotiated path through this difficult time based on President Trump's clear belief that he needed to level the playing pitch. And to that extent, the Irish government have been working with the Commission to ensure that in a response to an earlier round of tariffs on steel and aluminium that would have been put together as a response to that from the US side, that we didn't do anything that would endanger the key sectors from our perspective, and that was ongoing. Look, the reality is that the discussions are still underway, and I think, and you've referenced other commentators in the paper today, who some believe that this is just a tactic. It's a bully boy tactic on the one hand to trying to force or strong arm the EU into capitulation. And that's not how the EU works. Commissioner Sefcovic is very respectful of the US side of things. Member states generally are respectful of what President Trump wants to achieve. But we've got to understand, too, that there's a lot of European investment in the United States. It's not just a one-way street. We don't take all the investment from the US.
That point has been made repeatedly. The US is only seeing the trade deficit in goods.
And there's a service dimension.
There is a service dimension, which they don't seem to accept. They look at all the other non-trade barriers, some of them like VAT, which the European Union would even dispute, are a non-trade barrier. This is a week away. We're a week away from potential 50% tariffs. Is the best we can offer here is that we hope it's a tactic, or should we not be planning accordingly?
Well, with respect, we are planning. The negotiations are still ongoing, and the government stands ready and committed to addressing the outcome of those discussions. And, we're not expecting failure. We believe that there will be a negotiated position. We've always taken that approach. But of course, and Tadhg mentioned it in relation to the forum that exists, which last met on the 19th of May, the Government Trade Forum. And behind the scenes, the Department and the Government are working to address whatever the outcome of the discussions between the EU and the US side are. But you don't start generally having a published list of things that you're going to do when you don't know what the ultimate decision is. Right. But the work is being done and there will be a response and it'll be appropriate to whatever the outcome will be.
OK, Jane Cummins.
Yeah, I think it's a very unsettling time for businesses and producers, and I think that cool heads have to prevail. I think President Trump's modus operandi seems to be that he'll announce it and then realise the markets will collapse, and then he says it's a disaster and then he has a U-turn. And I suppose what that does is it creates chaos and confusion for businesses, and that's not very helpful. Trade between Ireland and the US is worth $4 billion a day. So how the EU responds to Trump needs to make sure that it'll have a huge impact on Ireland. So the government really has to ensure that Ireland's voice is heard loudly in any trade negotiations. And I suppose not a day that goes by without being contacted by somebody, whether that's an individual or a business or indeed a school or any education provider, who say the cost of living here is already extremely high and they are worried about the impact that these tariffs are going to have on that.
But so you'd agree with Tadhg Buckley on that, tackling the cost of doing business and the like is in the short term the most appropriate way to go forward before any sectoral supports are discussed?
I mean, I think we can't be reactive. I think we need to be proactive. And what I'm hearing is more along the lines of, we'll wait and see what he says. You know, what he says, he can change his mind. He changed his mind before, he might change it again. And, as the previous contributor said, the bully boy tactics are just not acceptable. And we need to be leading this, and we need to be out there in advance and protecting our businesses and protecting, you know, the trade that goes to the US. It's really, really important that we're not just reactive.
Okay, Darren O'Rourke.
Yeah, this is all the look of a signature move from Donald Trump, signature move in terms of negotiations and signature move in terms of injecting chaos and uncertainty into the world. I think, you know, like there's broad agreement in terms of what needs to happen. You know, it's steady heads, but really, really busy in all of the engagement, in all of the communications, using every available avenue available to the government and everyone involved. I think there are, you know, a number of welcome pieces that are happening, but you couldn't do enough of it. I think there are some fundamentals there in terms of, you know, engaging with the EU and ensuring that our voice is heard in terms of tech, in terms of whiskey and drink and dairy, and also in relation to pharma, but also in exploring new markets for Irish products. You know, considering and looking at developing supports for jobs and for sectors under threat. And then fundamentally that piece, and we don't see enough of it, is investing in the cost, addressing the issue of the cost of doing business here, but also investing in critical infrastructure. So water, energy, it comes up. The price of energy, for example, in Ireland, we're an absolute outlier. So there are, you know, fundamental pieces that are unique to the Irish situation that the government are in a position to tackle. I think they really need to get on with that. And I'd say in relation to the piece around, and it's relevant to Timmy in terms of the agriculture piece, you know, we need to look at the likes of the Food Vision Tillage Group, the tillage and horticulture supports right. that are there, and whether they need to be tweaked.
Okay, well, do we have to assume, Timmy Dooley, that this 50% is across the board? Because last time, you know, pharma was left out of it. Do we have any clarity on what's contained in this, or are we reliant for our information on that one Truth Social post that says 50%?
Yeah, that's the difficulty when you're negotiating with particularly the Trump administration, but even independent of the administration, when the president decides to communicate in a relatively short message, there is no detail. And that makes it more difficult for negotiators. Generally, you'd like to think that negotiations are done behind closed doors and away from that kind of glare. That's not happening here. So, no, you can't take anything from that comment. But I'd agree with Darren, we do need to look at other markets. And as you know, I think it's probably on Tuesday that Taoiseach is going to bring the CETA agreement for final ratification to the Cabinet. We've had that in place, but not fully ratified. As part of the St. Patrick's Day mission, I met with with Prime Minister Carney in Canada. He's very anxious to open up and increase activity between Canada and Europe. We've had people from the drinks industry on the retail side from Canada through Bord Bia in Ireland. Just last week, I met with the leader of one very large distributor and retail operation there who are anxious to increase the level of Irish drinks that's sold in Canada.
That, and that, that's a bit and further down the line. On the 1st of June, if there's 50% tariffs, like on May 9th, the finance minister said, in a worst case scenario, and this is when we were talking about 10% tariffs, a worst case scenario would see 50,000 to 75,000 Irish jobs affected by US trade tariffs in the medium term. And that was, you know, when we're talking around 20-odd percent tariffs on steel and aluminium and 10% flat tariffs anywhere else. But, you know, 50 to 75,000 on those level of tariffs, when's the impact assessment going to be published over the coming week on what 50% might do and what kind of thought would be put in to keep those critical skills in the country in the event that those jobs are in danger? Because, you know, if people lose their jobs and are minded to go abroad, rebuilding those sectors in the event of any conclusion of a successful deal would be more challenging.
Look, I think it's recognised by all that the landscape is changing. Ultimately, the introduction of any level of tariff from that will hit our exporters or reciprocal tariffs that will be imposed in retaliation of the European Union will impact on our exports. So the landscape is going to change in some shape. Depending on the level at which it hits, if it remains at 10%, and I've talked to certain companies on the export side, there is a level of elasticity. There's a level of elasticity in the margin of profit, and there's an expected elasticity on the price on the other end. And Darren rightly identified, and Tadhg also, that we have a premium product, particularly in butter and whiskey.
You can absorb maybe a 10% tariff in the profit margin, but a 50% tariff, that's out the window.
And that's the point. And that's the point I'm making. That there is, you know, you would get away with the 10%, and you might be able to work it with each side taking a haircut. 50% would have a seismic impact on trade between the European Union and the United States. I doubt, in the long run, that a 50% tariff is sustainable from the US side either, because don't forget, we import a lot of goods, and the European Union has made it very clear that we're not going to stand idly by and allow the US to impose a tariff.
There's a whole other conversation within Europe to be had as to what sectors are used by means of retaliation.
We have that lever available to us. We're not just takers on this. The US depends on trade with the EU in a very major way. They couldn't sustain a 50% either.
But just on the issue of jobs and supports, the Irish Congress of Trade Unions and IBEC and others called for the introduction of measures similar to those introduced during COVID, like short-time work schemes to protect jobs and businesses during times of economic challenge. Darren O'Rourke, do you support having a look at those now when figures like 50% tariffs are on the table?
Well, I definitely support having a look at them. I think everything needs to be on the table, because the truth of it is we don't know what the landscape is going to look like. And of course, the nature of those supports were they were a temporary support with a view to those jobs being sustainable in the long term. In a scenario like we're talking about here, that would mean maybe looking at alternative markets.
But your party in a similar position to government? You're kind of wait and see as to whether or not this transpires, or do you have an immediate policy recommendation now for this announcement?
Well, the immediate policy recommendation is that everything needs to be on the table, and there needs to be a busyness in government in terms of exploring all of the potential impacts of this. Okay. But of course, it's a fast-moving situation. What we're asking government to do is to cover all of the bases in relation to it.
Okay, Jen Cummins.
Yeah, and just going back to, you know, Trump announcing things on Truth Social as a post, I mean, it is just not a way of conducting any sort of business. And we need to come back to that. We need to not be bullied, but we do need to be prepared to make sure that if there are going to be 50 to 75,000 jobs affected, I mean, how the knock-on effect for that for us as an economy, for us as a society, is absolutely huge. So I really do hope that the government is working with the EU on this. I mean, it is absolutely imperative that we are not waiting till it comes in to then have a plan. Okay. You know, it'll be too late by then.
Okay, we'll take a break. Back in a minute.
Saturday with Conor Mungon on RTE Radio 1.